Finally, Friday! Hi there. Warm greetings from me, Neil Hendrikse, coming to you from almost the southernmost point of Africa, here in Cape Town, South Africa. Welcome to this week's Finally Friday. Thanks for tuning in. It's really great to have your company. In today's show, for the next hour or so, music, of course, a few requested favorites, including some local South African pop and rock, as well as our World Cup wake-up segment a bit later. First, though, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish Keith Perron and the Happy Station Show the heartiest congratulations possible on the first birthday of the revival of the Happy Station Show. The Happy Station Show, besides being the flagship show here on PCJ Radio, is also the longest-running shortwave radio show in the world, starting way back in 1928. So from me to the Happy Station Show, happy first birthday. May the show continue for many more years to come. Okay, let's take in some music now, starting today's show, ZZ Top. Kick back, chill out, it's finally Friday.
I'm ready.
Sean Cake in Letterkenny in Donegal Island from 1973, La Grange, reputedly all about the best little whorehouse in Texas. That one by ZZ Top, a band who've had the same group members for over 40 years, can you believe? And coming up now, another three in a row this time, The Beatles, Beautiful South, and this mellow one to slow things down a bit from 1987. by a much-requested artist here on Finally Friday, Carly Simon.
Joe. Colorado.
Favorite musical memories to Neil at Finally Friday via the BCJ Media website.
And the women tug their hair like they're trying to prove it won't fall out. And all the men are gargoyles dipped long in Irish stout. The whole place is pickled, the people are pickles for sure. And no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. And everyone is blonde and everyone is beautiful. And when blonde and beautiful are multiple, they become so dull and dutiful. And when faced with dull and dutiful, they fire red warning flares, battle cocky personality with red underwear. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. The people are pickles for sure. And no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome. Cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Anywhere alone. Alone, alone. Ooh, this could be Rotterdam.
Such a mellow, laid-back song, that one from 1996, Rotterdam by Beautiful South for Johan Verbeek in the Netherlands. And before them, the unmistakable Beatles with Get Back, released as a single in 1969 and included on 1970's Let It Be, the Beatles' last studio album. And that one for Barry Feely in Bradford in the UK. Barry, a song that you requested some time ago, and my apologies for only playing it now. And opening that triple play for Peter in Copenhagen, Denmark, Alan Isaacs in Melbourne, Australia, and all Carly Simon fans coming round again from 1987. Before I forget, to contact me, email finallyfriday@telkomsa.net. Telkom is spelled T-E-L-K-O-M, finallyfriday@telkomsa.net, or you can contact me via the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. Or if you're on Facebook, you can join the Finally Friday Facebook group, which is called just that, Finally Friday. And thanks to all of you who have been mailing me over the last week or so. It's much appreciated, and it's always great to hear from you. So please do drop me a line, either to request music by a particular artist or a specific song, to comment, or just to say how's it. At the start of the show, I mentioned I'd be playing some material by South African artists. And this first one, Last week, a big supporter of Finally Friday, Veronica van der Merwe, who stays in the beautiful suburb of Fishhoek in Cape Town's southern suburbs, she mailed me to say she and a friend of hers had had this song in their heads all day, but for the life of them, they could not recall the song title nor the artist. So here now, a quirky little song which moves along very nicely like a sort of a shuffle-along song by an artist who went by the name of Johnny Gibson. He was actually a country musician, but he made the South African pop charts in 1973 for 20 weeks, peaking at number 3 with this one called My Daddy Was a Rock and Roll Man.
We lived in an old house not far away from town with Peggy Sue and Uncle Sam. Daddy couldn't stand that rock and roll music, 'cause Daddy was a good old man. But when we got rockin', reelin' and rockin', Daddy's light was always on. We knew he wasn't sleeping, he was always peeping while we danced to that rock and roll song. So I went to the window, I could not believe my eyes, the strangest thing I've ever seen. Daddy rockin', reelin' and rockin' with a pretty little teenage queen. The room was hoppin', swayin' and a poppin', 'cause Daddy was a rock and roll man. Uncle Sam was rockin', Peggy Sue was boppin', and Daddy was a rock and roll man. Rock and roll man. Rockin' to those old rockin' records of mine. The room was jumpin', screamin' and a-bumpin' to a seven-piece rock and roll band. Mama was hoppin' and Daddy was boppin', 'cause Daddy was a rock and roll man. The room was hoppin', swayin' and a-boppin', 'cause Daddy was a rock and roll man. Uncle Sam was rocking and Peggy Sue was bopping and Daddy was a rock and roll man.
Johnny Gibson with My Daddy Was a Rock and Roll Man. And now we're going to take in another three South African classics, including a request for Pat Collum in London in the UK. Three very different songs, all from the same year. To kick off the three, the only song by a South African-born artist ever to hit number one on the USA's Billboard Hot 100. Hugh Masekela's instrumental Township Sounds from 1968, Grazing in the Grass.
Thank you.
listening to Finally Friday on BCJ Radio.
It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. You taught me all I know and I'll never look back. It's a very strange world and I thank you, Master Jack. Taught me how to use it as the years went by, to tie up all your problems and make them look neat, and then to sell them to the people in the street. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. You taught me all I know and I'll never look back. It's a very strange world and I thank you, Master Jack. I saw right through the way you started teaching me now, so someday soon you could get to use me somehow. I thank you very much, you know you've been very kind, but I'd better move along before you change my mind. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. No hard feelings if I never come back. It's a very strange world and I thank you, Master Jack. You taught me all the things the way you'd like them to be, but I'd like to see if other people agree. It's all very interesting the way you disguise, but I'd like to see the world through my own eyes. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. No hard feelings if I never come back. You're a very strange man and I thank you, Master Jack. You're a very strange man and I thank you, Master Jack. You're a very strange man, aren't you, Master Jack?
Join the Finally Friday group on Facebook.
Into each life, a little rain must fall. Every day can't be Sunday, and every smile isn't a smile of happiness, and every tear that sheds not a tear of joy. I'd like to take a little time to dedicate this song to everyone who's in the presence of my voice, especially for those who have loved ones far, far away. Maybe she's across the sea, or maybe she's just in another town. I can imagine when you're all alone in the wee, wee hour of the night, you just might decide to write, knowing all the time that you just can't find the right words to say. You can say, darling, for your precious love, I'd give you the world on a silver cloth. But you know as well as I that that would be a lie. Now if you'll just take these few lines from me, the letter you're trying to write would be such a comfort to your loved ones. Now listen. For your precious love, I'd climb the highest mountain. I'd even go out as far as trying to swim the deepest sea. Now listen, and maybe Blondie will give you a better understanding of what I'm trying to say.
three songs there by South African artists from 1968. Yu Masekela opening the three with his US number one of that year, Grazing in the Grass. Of course, by then, Masekela had already been in exile in the US for a number of years. He left South Africa here in 1961, I think it was, first going off to Britain and then on to the US. And then we heard the four Jackson and Jill with their worldwide hit from 68, Master Jack, which went to number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was at number one in South Africa for 5 weeks, spending 21 weeks on the local charts, especially for Pat Collum, who says the four Jackson and Jill remind her so much of her dad. Hope you enjoyed that one, Pat. And closing those three, then Durban-based group The Flames, classic love song, also a South African number one that year for Your Precious Love. And interestingly, that Flames song was shortlisted for a SARI Award in 1968 at the then annual ceremony to recognize the accomplishments of local musicians. But that invitation was later withdrawn when the organizers of the event realized the venue for the gala occasion, the Wanderers Club in Johannesburg, was reserved for use by Caucasians only. And that one for Your Precious Love, especially for Antonio Gomes in Oporto, Portugal. And thanks so much for your kind words on Facebook the other evening, Tony. I'll be playing another couple of South African classics at the end of the show, but now it's time to catch a World Cup wake up. Last week, we looked back at the FIFA World Cup tournaments from the inaugural tournament of 1930 up to 1958. And you'll remember, after those first six World Cup finals, Uruguay and Italy had each won the competition twice, with West Germany and Brazil each winning on one occasion. Today we'll look at the next five finals, which took place in the 1960s and 1970s. Chile were the hosts of the 1962 finals, with Brazil the holders of the cup, having won the previous tournament in Sweden in 1958. And the Brazilians, favourites to retain the title of world champions, did not disappoint, beating Czechoslovakia 3-1 in the final in Santiago, the second time the Czechs had been beaten in the final. Thus, Brazil equaled the feat of the Italians, who too had taken back-to-back titles in 1934 and 1938. So, on to 1966, when England hosted the finals, and for the first time since 1934, the World Cup final went to extra time, after hosts England and a strong West German side were level at two goals each after 90 minutes of football, played at the Wembley Stadium in London. The rest, as they say, is history, with England going on to win 4-2, forward Geoff Hurst becoming the only player ever to score a hat-trick in a World Cup final, scoring a full house of goals, one with his head and one with each of his feet. And that victory in 1966, by the country in which the game originated, remains England's only World Cup triumph ever. I wonder what the likes of Wayne Rooney, John Terry and Rio Ferdinand, and that pair of really good midfielders, Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard, will accomplish this time around in South Africa later on in the year. It's certainly going to be interesting to see. Mexico hosted the 1970 finals, and Brazil again put themselves at the top of the football world with a sublime display of attacking football in the final in Mexico City, beating the defence-minded Italians 4-1, and in the process becoming the first country to win the FIFA World Cup three times, thus keeping the Jules Rimet trophy forever, a new World Cup being commissioned by FIFA for the 1974 tournament, which was held in the then West Germany, where host nation West Germany, led by the legendary Franz Beckenbauer, took their second FIFA World Cup, beating the impressive Johan Cruyff-led Netherlands 2-1 in a closely contested final at the Olympic Stadium in Munich. On to 1978 and off to Argentina. And again, Holland made the final, which was held in Buenos Aires. And again, the Netherlands were the losing finalist, beaten 3-1 by host nation Argentina, winning their first World Cup. So to recap, by the end of the 1970s, 11 FIFA World Cup tournaments had taken place, with Brazil winning three times, Italy, West Germany and Uruguay each twice, and England and Argentina each with one championship win. Next week, we'll look back briefly at the World Cup finals of the 1980s and 90s to recall previous host nations and World Cup winners as we turn back the World Cup clock and catch a World Cup wake-up here on Finally Friday on PCJ Radio. Back to the music now, starting with this one by CCR for Jade Coop here in the beautiful Ceres fruit-growing area of the Cape. A bit of comic relief from Emerson, Lake and Palmer with the tale of Benny the Bouncer. Then some reggae from Uncle Bob and some Brit 60s pop from Herman's Hermits.
Thank you.
This is Finally Friday on BCJ Radio.
On the floor, the people dance around, moving close together. But they're all alone in the corner. There's the girl I once knew, who broke me in two. So won't you please play a song, a sentimental song, for my sentimental friend over there. We've been so long apart, make it go right to the heart of my sentimental friend over there. Bring the tears sentimental friend over there. I recall the way she used to feel when we heard a sad song. The teardrops would fall and she'd hold me and tell me she'd be forever with me.
Herman's Hermit's pop classic from 1969, Sentimental Friend, another group often requested here on Finally Friday. Mandy and Gaynor, both here in the Cape, have requested Herman's Hermit's before, and up before them, Waiting in Vain by Bob Marley and the Wailers from the 1977 album Exodus. For Paul here in Pinelands in the Cape, who mailed me last week wanting to know how I could have forgotten Bob Marley's birthday. And gee, I'm sorry, Paul. But there we had Robert Nesta Marley, the charismatic reggae star who passed away in the early 80s after a protracted battle with throat cancer. And before him and his Wailers were 70s supergroup Emerson, Lake and Palmer, requested by Barbara van der Pfeiffer here in Constantia in the Cape, with one of their lighter-hearted numbers from the 1973 Brain Salad Surgery album, a song all about Benny the Bouncer, who ended up as the bouncer at St. Peter's Gate. And opening those four, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, with Long As I Can See the Light. Next up, a South African rock classic from 1970 by Amiga Limited. We'll be right back. Brilliant guitar work of Louis Krief in that rendition of Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, Tchaikovsky 1 by Amiga Limited, that song especially for Mark Uster in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada, and Peter John Rival in Gordon's Bay here in the Cape, as well as Raymond Brent also in Gordon's Bay. To close Finally Friday today, another South African outfit from 1989. A happy bouncy song on the occasion of the first birthday of the new revived Happy Station show, by local outfit Mango Groove with Claire Johnston on vocals. This one's called Special Star.
heat that lullaby. There's a special star that shines every evening in your eyes.
Special Star by Mango Groove. Remember to mail your favorites to me at finallyfriday@telkomsa.net, or I can be contacted via the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. I'm all out of time. Thanks to Derek here in the studio, and thanks to you for taking time out to come chill out with me today here on PCJ Radio on Finally Friday. Hope you enjoyed the music. Please take care of yourselves wherever you may be in this wonderful world. I trust you'll have a relaxing weekend and a really cool week ahead. Thanks again from me to you. Peace, cheer, and joy. And remember to join me again next week here on PCJ Radio, part of the PCJ Media Network, for Finally Friday. Until then, I'm Neil Hendrickser, saying cheers.